Hello, my name is Dick Johnson, and David has asked me to lead the service on All Saints Day when he is having some much needed time off. Some of you will know me as the husband of Yuki, who undertook her training as a reader on placement with the churches in the Bowbrook group last year. I am an ordained priest, but my parish is rather different from David's, as I'm a workplace chaplain, working part of my time with the ecumenical charity Faith at Work in Worcestershire, supporting more than 40 volunteer chaplains to workplaces around the county, and also as the lead chaplain with West Mercia Police and Hereford and Worcester Fire and Rescue Service, employed in that role by the Police and Fire Service jointly, and based at Hindlip Park, not too far from the Bowbrook team. David suggested I tell you a little about my work as a chaplain, which I am pleased to do, but I'll come to that in a moment. But first, today is All Saints Day, which is an ancient day of thanksgiving that the church has marked for centuries. In the first place, the thanksgiving was for the martyrs of the faith, those who remained faithful even in times of persecution and lost their lives. In the early centuries of the church, there were many unheralded martyrs whose names were unknown, and it was these unnamed saints who were commemorated. Before long, it became a thanksgiving for all Christians, originally held during the season of Easter, with its theme of resurrection linked very much to the understanding of those who'd gone before, but moved to November the 1st in the 8th century under Pope Gregory III. There's one lovely story from those days, which I like, about the Empress Theophano, who was wife of the Byzantine Emperor Leo VI at the end of the 9th century. By all accounts, she lived a very devout life. And when she died, Leo built a church that he intended should be dedicated in her memory. But even though he was the emperor, he wasn't allowed to. So instead, he dedicated the church to All Saints, on the basis that if she were indeed counted as one of the righteous, she would also be honoured whenever the Feast of All Saints was celebrated. Later still, All Saints became linked with All Souls Day, November the 2nd, with its rather different focus on commemoration of the faithful departed, a day for remembering our loved ones. But All Saints places us within the broadest company of all pioneers of our faith, in all places, in all times, past, present, and future. We are invited to see ourselves as part of this great communion of saints, those who, through their teaching, their faithfulness, even unto death, their compassion and care, their love and forgiveness, become examples to us. A source of encouragement and motivation for us in our lives as we aspire to be part of this great multitude that no one can count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, as the book of Revelation has it. And it's not only just from the past that we look for these examples, for we can look for saints all around us today. Peoples whose example we can follow, who by their deeds point us to Jesus through lives of service and selflessness of compassion and love. which brings me to my experience these past 6 months or more as a chaplain to the fire and police services. When we all went into lockdown, I was asked by senior officers to continue visiting and supporting staff working in the communications centre at Hindlip. It is here that all emergency calls, all reports of crime are received, and from where, using radio, police officers on the ground and fire officers and fire engines are deployed to deal with incidents across the whole of the West Mercia area, across Shropshire and Telford and the Wrekin, Herefordshire and Worcestershire. It is a 24-hour a day, 7 days a week operation. And I go there to be there 1 day in four. At any one time, there are likely to be 80, possibly 90 people in this massive room. Very much the heart of the operations for police and fire service. And keeping it safe and operating has been a priority these past 6 months or more. And I, in my small contribution, have been part of that, or tried to be, offering support and a listening ear when those who work there as call takers, as dispatchers, as people who work to monitor crime and to record crime, as they talk about their anxieties and their fears. And we've all experienced that, I'm sure, these past months. And I pray for them too. It's part of my ministry to them as their chaplain. And when I listen to one end of the conversation between someone working there and a member of the public, I'm always impressed by the compassion and care that they take with people. They're wanting to do the very best they can for a person who is in trouble or in danger. There are Christians amongst them and people of other faiths, Muslims, Sikhs, for example, and many, many more who claim no faith at all. But there is a humanity about what they do which challenges me to live out my faith. All that very much connects this experience with All Saints for me. Living up to the example we see in others, to live out our faith in God and his Son, Jesus Christ, to change people's lives with his care and compassion. Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the meek and the merciful. Blessed are those who mourn and those who thirst after righteousness. Blessed are those whose hearts are pure and those who pursue peace." Lord God, we give thanks for the countless pioneers of our faith, those gone before and those amongst whom we live. And grant, we pray, that we, following their example, may ourselves live lives worthy of being counted within their number. Amen.